Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, may we it's living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. Tell us it pierces as far as the vision of soul and spirit, and joint and marrow. It's able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. Lord, use it today for us. Truth sets us free. In Jesus' name, amen. You see it, I was up in my office today and she texted me to listen to this song, Bethel. A girl named Stephanie, I think it's Gretzinger, and did I say that right? And Amanda Cook, and it was about Look Who's Dancing Now. It's kind of a spontaneous song. It was about worshiping, just worshiping the Lord and in the midst of just this really tough situations. And it was reminded of a guy came on later and was speaking and just kind of sparked some things. In Acts chapter 16, the Lord gave a vision to Paul. It says he gave a vision in the night. There was a man in Macedonia standing and appealing to him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so Macedonia is this region, and he went over there, you know, got in the ship, they went over there, and came to the city of Philippi, which is actually in the region or area of Macedonia, okay? So he gets there with this vision. The Lord told him to go there, and he meets this woman named Lydia, right? And so he leads her to the Lord, sells her purple. She opened up her home, and they were staying there, but as they were going to the place of prayer, pick up a slave girl having a spirit of divination, met us and was bringing her masters much profit by fortune-telling. And after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, these men are bondservants of the Most High God and proclaiming to you the way of salvation. And she continued doing this for many days. Paul was greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And it came out that very moment. But when her master saw that their prophet was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrates, they said, these men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming customs which is not lawful for us to accept or observe, being Romans. Then the crowd rose up against them. The chief magistrates tore their clothes off of them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison, fastened their feet with stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, and they were singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do not harm yourself, for you are all here. And he called for the lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he had brought them out, he said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved, and so will your whole household. Okay? He was the guy. Amazing how I love this story, because it's always an encouragement to me, because no matter what I'm going through, I've yet to be beaten with rods and thrown into prison. Have y'all? But we do go through tough times, right? So the Lord gave this vision, and he was like, oh, cool, we're going to go over to Macedonia, and it's going to probably work out like this. Had no idea, because of that word and obedience to that word, that they would be beaten and thrown into jail. But here's a cool thing here. We've heard this preached here many times. And it's not always easy to do, believe me. But in the midst of those times right there, right? The praise to God, which they did. They started singing hymns of praise to God. And God came down and shook the very foundation. You know? Not only were their chains released, but everyone around them. Everybody that was in that jail, chains came off. of their arm, you know. So probably more, I'm just speculating, but probably more than that jailer there got saved, I would think, wouldn't you? So not only is it a principle for us that in the midst of a really tough situation, even though you're following and obeying what God is saying, right? There are going to be times where you're going to get beat up by the enemy. And you're going to feel like you're in prison and you got these chains around you. And there's only one response. Worship. Start praising the Lord. They didn't feel sorry for themselves. You know, I'm sure they were in a lot of pain. You know, getting beaten with rods probably hurt. You know, they're probably, you know, still probably bleeding and sore and bruised, right? And there's nothing I hate to, you know, maybe you didn't read the fine print when we got saved. That's just part of the deal. You're going to have, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to feel like you're beaten up, right? But that's your way out, guys. That's my way. There's something about the Lord that He responds to that. And you can see it all throughout the Psalms. That when we begin worshiping Him, praising Him, we talk about thanking Him a lot. And that's what that means. But just singing praises to Him, He comes down. It says the mountains quake at His presence, right? The mountains melt like wax, right? There's all kinds of Psalms that talk about that, you know. Oh, that You would come in Isaiah, you know, that You would rend the heavens and come down on our behalf. And it said when He does, he defeats the enemy every time. But not only for you, but for those around you. Right? Paul, and now if the Lord would have told him, here's the sequence of events, Paul. Okay, you're going to go to Philippi, the Macedonian Philippi. There's going to be this slave girl, you know, that's demonized. You're going to cast a demon out of her. Oh, that's all cool, right? Hey. And because you do that, they're going to beat you. They're going to wear you out with a stick, right? And then they're going to throw you in jail after they beat you. And you're going to be in chains and stuff like that. And then when you get through that, then that vision I gave you, it's going to happen. This guy's going to get saved, right? Don't you think he would have liked, I don't know. You know, that would have just been constant. You know, he'd have been in fear and, you know, just anticipating not, you know, probably, you know, may have never cast that spirit. He may have let that girl go on for a long time doing that. He just doesn't tell us. But he's good. And that, because of that, not only their lives were changed forever, you know, that great miracle that happened, but other people's lives were changed. So it is about you, but it's not all about you. Right? So we're all in situations. I woke up this morning and had to do that, you know. And we just don't all wake up every morning, you know, bright and cheerful. Right? We wake up in the midst of a battle sometimes. We wake up finding ourselves there. But you can get out. Just like you do. Psalm 46. God is a very present help in times of trouble. Right? You know, my sister over there. Right? Very present help. Which means a very available help in times of trouble. And that word trouble means tight places. God is very available to help you when you're in tight places. Go ahead and read that whole thing, and it's about praising Him. When you do, He came down and said He broke the enemy's bow, broke it there, broke everything. So, praise your way out of where you are. Worship your way out. Okay? The chains will fall off. The door will open. God will be glorified. You will change, and the people around you will change as well. Nothing greater for me to minister to my people, I'm around my family, than when I break out of a place. Right? Because when I'm in chains, sometimes I drag them with me. It's the truth.
All righty.